Booster 7 is currently in the Mega Bay, where SpaceX is installing the inner circle of 13 more Raptor 2 engines, which will bring the final count of booster engines to 33 on the booster. This will be enough for a full static fire and for the orbital flight test in the future. But do we think they will do a 33-engine static fire? Well, fully stacked and fully fueled Starship is dangerous if they do a static fire, a full static fire. So they might do 20, and then they might do 13 after that. Stagger the testing. Don't make it extremely violent with the 33 engines, and those 33 engines in the static fire may damage nearby equipment in the current configuration of the Starbase in Boca Chica, Texas. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to launch with 33 engines. It means that things nearby may get damaged, so they may have to just wait for the launch to do the 33 engines in the future. So they're adding 13 engines right now to Booster 7, and in the next few days, there are some road closures of Highway 4, which means SpaceX will be testing Starship or Booster 7 with possibly more static fires, possibly a ring of 20, and possibly a ring of 13. So we didn't see the outer 20 Raptor 2 engine full ring static fire before. We just saw a few engines fire. There's a 2 spin prime test and 2 static fires with Booster 7 so far. And then once they add the other 13 Raptors, the system will be complete. They did a long duration static fire test as well, and that was about 20 seconds long. And for the flight, SpaceX will need a deluge system before they do a 33 engine full flight of the booster and the Starship, or even for the 33 engine static fire, because they need to dampen the sound and they need to dampen the damage that's going to be happening to the pad. SpaceX also has done some little tiny bit of watering system, not even a deluge system, to the launch mount. It was underneath the launch mount. It looked like a yard sprinkler almost, but it's nothing like a space shuttle or the Apollo deluge systems or even a Falcon 9 deluge system where they absolutely flood the launch area. Now, these two static fires that the Raptors on the Starship and also on the booster did, they could just be for gathering data. They took the booster back to the bay to fit more engines on it because they have enough data to show that it's okay to add those engines onto the booster. And according to a recent FCC filing, SpaceX cannot launch Starship before September 1st of 2022. Now, that doesn't mean that they will be launching Starship in September. It just means that the FCC license only allows them from September 1st on. And that isn't even an FAA launch license yet. SpaceX needs to show that they're completely safe with the Starship. They need to show that they've done all the rigorous testing in order to make sure that nothing will go wrong on the launch. But the FAA also knows that the SpaceX Starship is an experimental craft. So they understand that, and they'll give them a launch license if they think that it's okay to launch Starship. So what's next for Starship? We may have another possible static fire for this show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history
to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5 Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Ship 24. And we may also have a static fire for Booster 7 in this next week. Now, how many Raptor engines will we see tested? We saw single engine fire tests before. We've seen two static fire tests from Booster 7 so far. So there's a possibility that they do the inner ring, the 13, a single fire Raptor test on the inner ring, and also possibly a little bit more long duration test on the ship itself, on ship 24. So look forward to that in the next week. But knowing SpaceX, they may be taking it a little bit slow, and they may do some spin prime tests for the inner engines first, and then they may do some spin prime tests on some other engines and possible flow tests as well. So we may not get another static fire this week, so just keep that in mind. And just so you know, there's still a lot of work to do on the booster and also the ship. So there's a possibility we might not even get a launch of Starship this year. Elon recently said it's going to be between 1 and 12 months before a successful orbital test flight of Starship. So what does that mean? That means that some of the early tests may not even make it off the pad. Maybe the first few might not make it off the pad. Maybe some of those may destroy some of the equipment at the pad, and they may have to rebuild some things. So that could push them back a few months just to rebuild some things that they rud on the pad. So keep that in mind as you're going forward, that these first tests, though they're going to be insanely cool, there's a future out there where SpaceX may not do it right the first time. And Elon has even said he's going to be happy if it actually gets off the pad, because this has never been done before. This is literally the most powerful rocket and the biggest rocket that will ever fly. Even if they get it off the pad, Elon said that's a huge success. But getting it to orbit, that's another thing. That's a whole other thing. But if they do, and when they do, this is going to open up so many doors for spaceflight in the future. This will open up doors for more science. This will open up doors for human spaceflight to other planets. Mars, of course, but also human spaceflight to the moon with the Artemis programs. And Artemis 1 is actually launching at the end of August. And people have always been saying, you know, hey, what's going to launch first, the SLS or the Starship? Well, it looks like now that the SLS is going to be launching first, because I don't think that Starship will be in any place to launch before Starship is completely done. Because SLS, on the 29th of this month, they're already ready to go. And Starship, they're doing preliminary testing, and they haven't even stacked Starship yet. So when they have to stack Starship, it may take a few days to get it all ready, to get it, you know, to get it in the right position, and then stack it. And then once it's stacked, they have to gather data from that. So they may gather data for a day or two just from the stack, and then they may do static fires of the booster, a few engines at a time, maybe one engine to start, then two, then five, then maybe 10, some in the inner ring, some in the outer ring. So that means that there's a possibility that it may take another month just for those static fires to be completed, and also gather the data to make sure that Starship will actually stay on top of Booster before they launch.